Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Jorge Cadena. First of all, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
It's a pleasure to have you here. You're one of the participants, one of the people, one of the filmmakers selected for this year's edition of Future Frames, representing Switzerland, but born in Colombia. You were telling me before the interview, and your film is the Harariyu Sisters. So, for the benefit of our listeners, would you like to maybe introduce it a little bit, and before we can start talking in more detail about it?
Yeah. So this is my graduation master film that my art school in Switzerland. This is the project I write with my sister, who lives in Argentina, who studies sociology. And so we start to writing this based on the old memories when we grow up in Colombia. And we start with this project and next go to Colombia to find the people, and it's not the professional acting, so we found the people in the community, and so we start to writing again the film. We have one idea, we met the people there, and so we write again the film.
Right. Yeah. Why did you decide to shoot this film there?
I was born in Barranquilla, in the north of Colombia. It's close to this region. So when we were a child, we go many times in this region with my family. So it's in my head from when I was just a little boy. So it's like in this moment we wanted to speak about the coal mine, because it's the really big one in the world, is in Colombia. This coal mine is like take the place and the territory for this indigenous community. It's crazy. It's like the fight for this community start in the colonization, but now there are more people died for the coal mine. It's more strong for the colonization. Like, it's really, really bad. So we decided to go to this place to put the light in this community. It's not to speak about the community, like put the light there to know this community, and maybe you make the question about the coal mine, the community, and different stuff in this region. Yeah.
But I mean, that desire to talk about these things, to maybe take them to a national and international awareness, bring them to an international audience, must come from somewhere, right? Where do you think that comes from? Have you thought about that?
Because I am from Colombia. I am indigenous inside of me, you know?
Like,
inside of me. I don't know to explain this, but I born in Colombia, so I am the mix with the black, indigenous, and white people. So it's part of me. For me, it's very important to speak about this community.
Yeah. I would like to know more about that. What do you mean by it's part of you, it's inside of you? How do you feel that? When did you start feeling that?
I don't know. I don't know exactly to explain this, but I growing up close to this. Is in my imaginary is... it's close. It's the people close to me. It's not like something is outside of my world. It's like it's part of my world. It's the reality of Colombia. But we don't show this a lot in Colombia. We don't show. I don't think so. Like there are too much film speak about the indigenous community in the way they have the dignity. We have a lot of film indigenous in American stuff in the 40s, 50s, but it's like the indigenous is the bad people and the white is the good one and the American guys win or something like that. You know, like this is old fashioned stuff and representing the world like a weird. So we try to just to give the dignity of this community on this two girls. So we have the paradox in this moment, because we want to speak about the community, but in the same time, into the community, there are some traditions like so difficult for the woman. The woman are like used for like you shame the woman for animal or money or house or something like that is still in the community. That changed a little bit because they are more and more women emancipate for this idea, but still there are some people made this. So how to speak about the coal mine in the same time make the question of this tradition? Because for us, for me, all tradition all have the question. All tradition need to change, to transform it in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
This is why it's the sisters that are the focus of the film, right?
Yeah, this is why the sister is important, because they are teenagers. And so in this community, in this moment, when the girl go the first menstruation, yeah, they close the woman for some time, like before was years, now it's months. It depends. Sometimes the mother of this girl changes the idea. I don't make this, but for most people, when the girl have the menstruation, close and prepare this woman, because the woman have all how do you say this connaissance, like
knowledge.
Yeah, like a savoir, sash,
how do you wisdom.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a... But, yeah, it's like a... It's not a matriarchal society. It's a matrilineal...
There's a cult of the woman.
Yeah, everything's passed with the woman. So they close the woman and tell everything about the mythology, and prepare and say, like, now you are ready to get married, and you know, all this idea, like, is more strong in this community, but it's similar in our world. It's like we try now to change this patriarchal idea, but is for me represent some stuff is similar everywhere.
But I wanted to ask you, isn't it difficult to introduce the cameras in a setting like that?
Can be difficult, yes. But I have some friends in this region that give me the opportunity to introduce different people in this community. And so, was okay. But actually, this region is a little dangerous in different stuff. I will tell you, like, the coal mine have the is really big business for the country and for a small group of people. This coal mine is protecting for the paramilitary, and so is if you are like making documentary or some stuff like that, can be dangerous for you in this region. So we go like a small team and low profile and try to say we make the student film, fiction film, it's what's better. Maybe if you say like you make the documentary, some stuff like that, it's can be more difficult. Yeah, we have some stuff weird in the moment we make the shooting, but it was okay.
No, but it's also like the environment that you film is also very beautiful. I feel like I should specify that. It's always beautiful to capture places like that. But unfortunately, we're almost out of time, and I want to ask you one final question. What is your experience as part of Feature Frames been so far? What are you expecting out of this experience? Feel free to answer it however you like.
It's the first time, for sure, so I just was waiting to know the new generation of the filmmaker, to talk what these people think about, because we are in the moment like a change a lot of paradigm for the next generation of cinema. I think we are in the important moment with this idea. The patriarchal war is like we are tired of this idea, and this idea is connected with the capitalist idea. And so for me it was good to know these 10-9 people get Feature Frame with me, what these people think about, what these people we will do for the project in the future.
It was a great pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.